Hello, it's Gabby here for you. Before we jump onto this week's podcast, I just want to let you know about two ways that you can work with me. First of all, I do one-to-one coaching and I do that via Zoom, so we can jump on a Zoom call at a time to suit you. The second thing I've got for you is an online coaching course that's 12 modules that you can download straight away now. There will be a link somewhere around these podcast notes. And this is the course that I've designed, and it's got everything in it that I wish I'd have known when I finished cancer treatment and I was lost. So you can download that course now and you can start working towards making this your happiest and healthiest year ever. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Take care. Bye-bye. Hello there. It's Gabby here from Confidence After Cancer, and I hope this finds you well. This week's topic is one that comes up for me and for people that I know so many times, and that's all about happiness. Can we create our own happiness? Well, I really believe that you can, and that's why it's a really important module, big step in my coaching work that I do. And the online course that I've got, there's a whole module devoted to happiness itself, being more happy, what you can do. So I'm going to talk today about why happiness is important. Maybe you've not thought about it in this way before. And then I'm going to give you three top tips of things that you can stop doing today that will immediately have a huge impact on your happiness. So how would that be? Okay, so first of all, talking about why is it important to be happy? Not only do everybody wants to feel better, of course we do, but there are lots of studies that are showing that healthier people, happier people live longer. So happy people are healthier. They take better care of themselves. If you've got an optimistic outlook on life, it is much more likely that you will take better care of your health. That's proven as well. And there are so many studies that show that happy people live longer. They live up to 10 years longer. Now, I'm not saying that all of us can be happy all of the time. Life's not like that. We know that life is going to throw challenges at it. But if you are happier, if you work on your happiness, and I believe that you can, and I coach people with that, if you can cultivate that mindset that says happiness is a choice, then you will become more resistant to stress. And stress comes up time and time again with people that I'm working with. The biggest impact on their happiness, the biggest impact on their health. So many people that I speak to that got a cancer diagnosis after a prolonged period of stress, because stress suppresses your immune system and it takes your body away from the very important job that it's got of keeping you safe and keeping you happy and keeping you healthy. If you're exposed to long-term stress, that's going to impact your health. Again, many studies have shown that. Happy people also are more successful in life. Again, there's studies that show that. And it's interesting because there is a school of thought that says, are they successful because they are happy? Are they happy because they're successful? Whichever way you want to look at it, it's worth thinking about, is there something that you can do to improve your happiness? And if that's something you'd like to explore with me, reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Another important point that I just wanted to make is quite often, and I've been guilty of this in the past as well, people will say, oh yeah, well, I'll be happy when I get the next promotion. I'll be happy when I've paid off this debt. I'll be happy when, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter what the thing is. What I'm saying to you is there are things that you can do every day to make happiness a choice, to make it a priority in your life. And it not only impacts you, obviously, it impacts the people around you. It will impact upon your relationships. If you've made a conscious choice to be happy, and I'm saying this to somebody, I am prone to depression. I get anxious sometimes about the silliest things. You know, I'm not sat here telling you that I'm perfect. I'm saying I have made a conscious decision to work on my own health and happiness. And that for me is a choice. There's so many things outside of our control, but happiness is a choice. So I said to you, I'm going to give you three things that you can stop doing today that will instantly impact on your happiness. And the first one is worrying and regretting the past. You know, the past is gone. And when you say it like that, it's so logical, but we all do it. We all mull things over. We turn them over in our mind. And, you know, if she hadn't have done this, or if I hadn't have done that, or I've really messed up here, I've made a mistake. Regrets for the past belong in the past. Yeah, of course, we don't want to keep making the same mistakes. You want to learn from your mistakes. If you're anything like me, you want to be better. You want to acknowledge the mistake that you've made and think, interesting. I'm going to get curious about that. I'm going to try and understand why I did that, but then I'm going to let it go. Let it go. So many regrets. People worry about them and spend time and energy worrying about something you can't change. It's in the past. You honestly can't change it. So make a conscious effort. If you catch yourself going over things that have happened in the past, you need to find some tips and techniques and strategies that will help you stop doing that. And that's something, again, in my coaching work, I help people with that. And it's such an important thing to do because it really will impact on the quality of your life if you can let things go. The second thing that I would urge you to stop doing, and again, I'm not immune from this, I've done this so many times, is worrying about the future. Yes, we want to plan for the future. Yes, we want to put things in place to make sure. I always say doing any health kick or anything that you're trying to invest in, like your health and exercise. You know, I don't particularly enjoy exercising, but I always say this is something my future self will thank me for. I don't want to be a sick old lady. You know, I want to do a little bit of exercise, incorporate that into my life, something that I enjoy, but it's something my future self will thank me for. But I'm not going to waste time worrying about the future because, again, studies have shown 85% of what we worry about in the future doesn't even happen. And if it does, you've lived it twice because you've worried about it in advance and then you've lived through it. So yeah, put your plans in place. Make sure you plan it for the best possible outcome where you can. But again, it's about cultivating that positive outlook on life. That doesn't always come naturally, especially if you're facing challenges. You might have to catch yourself and maybe learn some new habits. Some people say, oh, I've always been a worrier. My mother was the same. I've heard so many people say that as if it's something that you can't change. But I'm here to tell you, you can change that. And you have to recognize the damage that worrying about the future and worrying about things that may never happen is impacting your health. Not just your happiness, it's impacting your health. And we all want to be happier and healthier, don't we? I hope you do. That's why you're listening to my podcast. And so the third thing that I would urge you to stop doing is worrying too much about what other people think about you or what they say about you. Yes, of course, we're not all oblivious to the people around us. And if you love somebody, of course you want to take their feedback and you want to take their feelings into account. But if you worry all the time, as so many people that I work with, they do, they worry about, oh, well, I can't change my job because what people say, you know, I've always been X, Y, Z, whatever the thing is, I couldn't possibly change my job because what would people say? And you know what? You can't live your life worrying about what other people think. Happiness is 100% an inside job. You cannot rely on other people to make you happy by gaining their approval. Yeah, you can only rely on yourself. So if you are true to yourself and you know what your values are and you know that you are doing things for the right reason, you have nothing to worry about. Yes, of course, you want to take feedback from the people around you, people who love you and people who care about you. Absolutely, you want to listen to them. Of course you do. But never be afraid to do what you want to do because you're worried about what other people might think, what other people might say. When I first started recording this podcast, I had a lot of that going on. I was like, oh, but what people think? Oh, people will think, oh, she's full of herself, sat there on YouTube or sat there on a podcast telling other people what to do. Absolutely not. And I've got over that by focusing on the people that are giving me feedback saying, thank you for the podcast. Thank you for the advice you gave me. Thank you for the coaching work you're doing with me because it's literally changed my life. For the first time in a long time, I can sleep at night. For the first time in a long time, I feel optimistic about the future. And that to me is bigger than worrying about what people are going to say about me or what people might criticize me for. They're not my people. The people that I care about are people like you, if you are listening to this podcast. And you do me the great honor of listening to my podcast, giving me feedback, giving me reviews. It means the absolute world to me. And you should know that I'm here for you. This is why I do what I do. This is why I share what I've learned. This is why I've developed my online courses, why I trained to be a coach, because I wanted all my experiences that have not always been pleasant, but I've learned from that. I wanted them to mean something. I wanted to be able to share my experience with other people and remind them they're not alone. Remind them there's nothing wrong with them. I remind them you are worthy. You are worthy of being happy and healthy. And so thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You know it absolutely means the world to me. get in touch if I can help you with anything, or you want to give me some feedback or some comments or any questions, please get in touch. There will be a link somewhere around these podcast notes for you to be able to do that. As always, you can contact me. My website is confidenceaftercancer.co.uk. Love to hear from you and have a brilliant week. Thank you so much for listening or watching, and I'll speak to you very soon. Take care, my lovely. Stay safe, stay sane. Bye-bye.